Welcome to the Network Marketers Den, the ultimate podcast for network marketers who are looking for ideas and knowledge to grow, develop, and level up their network marketing business. I'm Janet Metzger, your host, and I can't wait to share with you what we have today. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody. It is Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den, and I am here with my new friend, Grant Sepkin. And Grant was somebody I met on LinkedIn. He's a master networker, but he's got so much to offer. You're going to love this episode. You know, Grant, a little bit about you. Let's see. This is what you say, that you help top network marketers and coaches leverage authentic sharing technology to better prospect, follow up, and gain expansion revenue. Okay, there's a lot of words there. All I know is that you know how to make people's lives a lot easier with follow up in the network marketing industry. Does that kind of sum it up?
That does. That does, Janet. And thank you so much for introduction. And I appreciate it. And the follow up is really key and crucial in how we help our network marketers
Absolutely.
That we partner up with to actually exceed and excel in their industry.
Yeah, if you don't follow up. So now you're a guy that lives in the Midwest. So I see you got your warm coat behind you. So I can
exactly.
appreciate that. What about when you say that the follow-up is so important? Can you talk to us a little bit about why it's so important? You know, what are your beliefs? I mean, you don't have to convince me because I'm 100% there. But for our listeners that tell me they don't have time and all of that, what would you say about the importance of follow-up?
That's a great question, Janet. And it goes back to what we talked about earlier. You know, you're putting in all that effort and time to prospect, you know, that potential client. And so why just go halfway and not finish the race? And actually, you know, finish the race and follow up with that prospect and really grab their attention and then get them into that meeting that you're looking to book and schedule with them. And so that's really crucial when we talk about follow-up is that you're already doing that unique connection, that authentic connection with that person. Go and follow up and you're going to catch them at the right time. And then you'll be able to then, you know, reel them in into that meeting that you're looking to have with them.
Right. You know, Grant, you said something that is so important that not everybody understands is that when you're following up, you're not necessarily just following up to close the sale, because it's not always a one call close, if you will. What you're saying, though, is that your follow up should lead to a phone call, a Zoom meeting. Did I catch that?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's spot on, because you want to get your foot in the door. You know, you're interrupting their day-to-day routine because you have something of value to share with that potential client.
Right, right. And you can't, you know, I always say it's like online dating. You know, if you meet somebody online, you got to take it offline to really meet them. So
right.
For our listeners, please keep that in mind. What Grant is saying, that follow-up is not just about closing the sale. It's about closing the sale. And maybe the closing of the sale is to get that appointment booked and just
yes.
to get them offline and talk. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, a little bit more about when you said you've gone through all that work. I'm sure you're well aware of the statistics. What does it, you know, I mean, how many times does somebody typically have to talk to somebody before they actually say yes? Do you have any stats on that your company works with?
Yeah. And I would say that we have touch points around 12, right? And that's throughout a course of a month. And it's so crucial because you're not going to be, you know, talking to someone once and really grab their attention right off the bat. It might take 3, 4, 5, 6 more times in different mediums, right? Whether it's a phone call or a text message or a social message, it has to be different types of points of contact. That's really going to grab their attention and be like, oh, Janet has this value to share. I need to go sit down with her and see what she has to talk about.
Right, right. Wow. 12 times. That's overwhelming. That can be really, really overwhelming, but you're right. I mean, it's, you know, the first time, maybe you're, like you said, you're interrupting your day. That is so well said. That's what we do. And, You know, it's not like somebody's sitting there waiting, oh, I wish that Grant would call me, or it doesn't work that
way. Right. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, you truly have to catch their attention. So, you know, 5 to 12 touch points and follow-ups. And we know how important it is. I mean, it would be what I see all the time, Grant, is that people go to work, if you will, reach out to all these people, and then they don't collect their paycheck. And the follow-up is so important. Why do you think people don't follow up? I mean, we all know we should follow up, but why don't we?
And that's a great question, Jen. And I think, you know, the main reason, when I think on a deeper scale, why people don't follow up is that there could be some anxiety. You know, they could be scared that maybe this person is going to get annoyed with me or frustrated. And then there's also maybe that they just think that they don't want to block off that time, right? And that they don't need to actually structure their day around follow-up. And they think that they can just do that prospecting and then say, oh, I did as much as I could, either the product or the service or something else, and blame those excuses that it's not working, when really they got to take accountability and responsibility that it's themselves that they really need to put in that more extra time and effort to finish off that process of prospecting and following up.
Okay, right. I agree 100%. You also said something, and oh my gosh, I just had it was brilliant what you said about the anxiety of following up. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I hear that one all the time. They don't want to be bugging people, right?
Yes. And I think that it's a great example, because it's almost that, you know, you have that fear, right? And one quote that I live by is, feel the fear and do it anyway. So it's okay to accept that fear of having anxiety to reach out and disrupt somebody's day because you want to really grab their attention, but you just feel that fear and then you go and do it anyway. And I think that's what we try to preach so much, because it's so powerful to just continue to do that action and execute, and you will see those results.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I always say, when somebody says, oh, I don't want to be bugging them, and as long as you're continuing to provide value, you're not bugging them. And the second thing is, all you're doing is you're doing your job. I mean, it's not any different than a waitress, after you've had your first cup of coffee, that they come around and they see if you want a refill. And we all know how it feels if somebody doesn't come to offer us a refill. I have a feeling you have some ways to help folks get over that anxiety with what you do with your company. But we'll talk more about that. The other part you mentioned was something that holds people back, is that they're not taking the extra time. Do you think that, is it that they think that it takes too much time? Or talk a little bit more about the time and how much time it can take, should take.
And that's really great to phrase it like that. And it's really time you should be blocking off, right? You should be having all other distractions away from you, whether it's your phone, computer, whatever it is that's just distracting you, or social media is a lot of time for my generation. And you really got to set aside that time block and go and prospect, especially those hot prospects, ones that they've replied to an email, or maybe they've done other type of responses that you know that they're somewhat interested, but you got to go in there and you got to prospect further. You got to follow up further, and you have to block off that time, or else you're not going to have that success that you're looking for. And that's what goes back to time. It's just blocking it off each day. And you know exactly when you're going to go and do that action of better prospecting and more efficient following up.
Right. Right. Because if you don't block off the time, there's always something more important, so we think. But at the end of the day, I mean, the reason why you're in this business, you're either wanting to grow your team or you want to grow your sales. And that's your job. That's what you've got to do. That's what you've got to do. So, yeah, I hear those things all the time. But that anxiety is a big deal for people, because they're worried that they're pushy. So, but you've got to wait so we're not pushy, because I don't like to be pushy and I don't like to be pushed. So I hear you. You know, we talk a lot about relationships, and that relationships are so important. And in today's day and age, I'm chuckling to myself when you said my generation with social media. Gosh, it's any generation. And and that relationships are so important. Can you talk a little bit about how you help people to get away from being spammy and actually starting to build that relationship online?
Yes, Shannon. And I think that goes back to the fundamentals, right? And it's just a one-to-one, you know, it's one-to-one connection. You know, like we met on LinkedIn, like it was a one-to-one genuine connection. I saw your profile. I saw your years of experience coaching in the networking industry. And I was like, I want to go and reach out to Janet because I think that we can build a true, genuine relationship. And then we can offer each other value from that and from that growth. And that goes back to then saying, what are most people doing? It's a one-to-many approach. They're using all these platforms and trying to be the next digital marketer. And that's not duplicating across their whole sales organization. And that's the real issue that we're finding is that people are trying to do everything at once and they're trying to make things easier and automated, but they're doing it in the wrong way because it's not authentic and people are not going to get the responses that they're looking for. And they're going to just be pushed away from people that could be great clients for them.
Sure, sure. What do you mean? What would your definition of authentic be? What does that mean to you?
To me, it means that you be yourself. You know, if I meet, say, Fred at a restaurant and he's in the sports industry and I say, hey, Fred, I think you'd find this college sports article very interesting. Let me send it over to you. That's just authentic because I know he has a background in sports and I'm sending him this article, right? And that goes for any industry. And I think authenticity, what I believe, it has to come from within. It can't be from anyone else influencing you. It has to be what your authenticity is on that person. It's just being yourself and really just not having anything or any script and just, you know, being yourself when you talk to that person. And I think that's what's so important in this day and age is that there's so much fluff out there and we're trying to take that away with a one-to-one connection with technology.
Right. And the bots and that type of thing. I mean, I get these messages and I know immediately that it's not coming from someone. When you sent me a message, it was from you. I mean, it was very obvious that it was from you. And, you know, that becomes a challenge because, you know, the one of the best parts about network marketing is that it's duplicatable. But duplicatable does not mean that you have to be a clone of somebody else. I mean, you have to be you. And a lot of companies come out with these scripts and people don't adjust it or anything like that. So I agree. I think authenticity is so, so important. But talk a little bit more about one-to-one versus one-to-many. I love that terminology, how you put that.
Yes. And going off that, a one-to-one is that, you know, we meet online or in person, and I'm sending you a resource, an article, a link, some type of value that's directly to you and your brand, right? Instead of just saying, let me send the same thing of value to 50 people or 1,000 people. That's the one-to-many approach of what I was saying. And the one-to-one is so powerful, like you just said, because you know it's coming from me. And it's not coming from an automated robot or an automated, you know, some type of funnel. It's coming from me. And that goes back to authenticity, just coming from within yourself. And I think that's what we're trying to, you know, show people this path that you can still be authentic and genuine with technology and simplify technology so it's duplicatable across your entire organization.
Okay. Yeah, because I got to be the first one to admit I'm not real techie. So it sounds very appealing because that's why whenever I've been approached hundreds of times about using bots, for lack of a better way to put it. And I'm like, talk to the hand. I don't even want to deal with it.
Right.
But a few things. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how your company works and what your guidance is and maybe some words of advice for our listeners. So tell us first of all, what you do.
Yes. What I do is help top network marketers and network marketing companies, as well as coaches. We focus in specific niches, right? And so network marketing and coaches, those specific niches, we're helping them you know, with expansion revenue and actually helping them duplicate their entire sales organization and everyone's telling the same company story, right? And that's what goes back to what's the lead measure, and it's prospecting, following up. And if you have 1,000 people in your team and you have 500 telling one thing, another few hundred telling something else, it's not duplicatable, and you're not going to have that growth that you're looking for as a company. And it's just, it's all going to go downhill. And so what I do with my company and our software, we created that term authentic sharing technology in the MarTech space. And that goes back to what I was saying with one-to-one. And we use everything on technology under one umbrella to help simplifying across their entire organization. And that's what's so powerful, is because everyone is thinking that they have to be that next digital marketer, when in turn, they could be using technology to keep their authenticity and everything that they're doing, you know, in person online. And that's what's going to drive results. It's going to drive the lag measure, which is that sales and revenue times and more efficiently.
Gotcha. So does your technology and the methods that you teach and then you use, do you teach people how to follow up and give them the different touch points? Or because I don't know all those details about what you do exactly.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And it's not that we're, of course, we'll help and give the best practices, right? That's a given. We'll, of course, do that. But what we're really showing them is that we have this tool, right? That we built this whole software, you know, works on the iOS and Android, and we're co-creating this platform that's tailored to you or your company, you know, you being a field leader or you having, you know, a company, and just really tailoring it to your needs. And then we're showing them that you can actually enable this app across your entire sales organization. So they can be building their own book of business on it. They can be having their prospects, and you can see every single day, what do I need to do, right? The lead measure is telling the story more times and following up. Well, now if I'm a field leader and I have 10,000 people in my organization, I'll go through every day and every week and say, okay, these 10 people say that the product's not working, but they've only talked to 4 people the entire month. So how can they tell me that it's not working when really they're not putting in the time and effort to tell the story and prospect and follow up?
Okay. So if I had a team member, I can actually see what they're doing, is what I'm hearing you say.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. It's powerful because you get to drive the results because you know exactly what the lead measure is to act on. And that's that prospecting and following up.
Sure. Oh, interesting. So I can see where somebody that's got a large organization, that would make a big difference. But for somebody that's building an organization, it's really, really important as well to help them with their follow-up, because if,
exactly,
you know, it's fortunes in the follow-up. I mean, I don't
fortunes,
know.
The fortunes in the follow-up.
Yeah, it really is. And I like the idea of the one-to-one versus one-to-many, because it's pretty obvious when it's a one-to-many when you get it. So
it is pretty obvious.
Yeah. And I'm looking at your strategies. You know, I'd asked you before just to share in a couple of notes, and what you said, your number one strategy is with prospecting and follow up. It is best in a one-to-one situation. So, so important. But, and everybody on your team. So, does the technology that you're offering and what you're teaching, is it good for anybody that's, even if they're brand new in the industry, would they be able to use it?
Absolutely. And that's when I go back to what I was saying earlier in our conversation, is simplifying technology, right? You don't want to have a new person in your organization and you're saying, you know, go get all these platforms, right? And you got to be having them pay for like 10 to 20 platforms just to be able to do the simplicity of prospecting and following up. Let's keep it simple, right? Because we know the fundamentals haven't changed, but the technology and what we're living in, you know, that's where we're trying to bridge the gap. And that's what we say when we bridge the gap between all that, is because we want to simplify everything. So the newest person of your organization can come in and they can load everything and see all the content and resources and know for their company that they're telling the same story as hundreds of thousands of other people in the company. Right. And you know exactly what to do every single day. When you wake up, you're going to be talking to these prospects and following up with these ones. And you know that your stats are showing you everything, that how to improve and what to work on. And that's going to drive that growth day after day, you know, month after month.
Right. a bit of a CRM to a certain extent where it helps you to keep track?
Yes, to a certain extent, it's a bit of a CRM, but it's more than that, right? If think of a toolbox of surveys, you know, autoresponders, capture pages, you know, analytics, gamification, right? You name it. And it's having, you know, four things, right? If anyone's read the Stephen Covey's book, The Four Disciplines of Execution, you know, he states that you have to focus on the wildly important, right? Your big vision and that goal. And then the second is to act on the lead measure, which is prospecting and following up, right? Telling that company story, and then keep a compelling scorecard. I mean, who doesn't love competition, right? We all want to compete with ourselves and with other people and have that scorecard so they can say, you know, every week I'm leading the score because I'm actually putting in the time and effort. And then that fourth is creating a cadence of accountability. And then everyone needs to have accountability in all aspects of their life. And this is helping with being in the sales industry to have that cadence of accountability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am a huge believer in Stephen Covey. Everything that he has taught, he's phenomenal. And he is all about organization, and that's what you help with. So that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But again, I love the idea of being genuine, not doing the one-to-one. What's the danger of somebody not being genuine and using a bot, if you will? What's the problem?
I think the danger is that they think it's a false, you know, gratification, right? They think that what they're doing is they're putting in the work to, and they're speeding up processes, and they think that they might be working smarter, but really it's backtracking themselves because it's not giving them those results that they think that they can, you know, be talking to 10,000 people all at once, and they're going to be driving more growth than someone who's actually going in and talking to a person one by one, but they're not seeing the same results because they're just spamming people. And that's also going to hurt their personal brand. You know, it's going to hurt the company brand, the personal brand. And it's just kind of backtracking. And it has that false, you know, belief, that false sense of belief that they're doing something in a quicker time span. And it's really the quite opposite.
Right, right. It's just what you said is so spot on, is that I think they fool themselves into working, but what they're doing isn't helping them achieve their goals. I mean, they're kind of spinning their wheels, if you will.
Exactly.
So, well, that's great. So now if someone, do you have an offer that you would like to share with our viewers? If they can reach out to you, tell us a little bit about exactly what you do and what your process is if someone wants to learn more.
Definitely. And of course, you know, I'm always active on my social media and love to connect with more like-minded individuals, just like you would, Janet. But then for the free offer, yes, you can book a discovery call with my Calendly link, and we can see if this is if our technology is a fit for you or your business or not. And that's the first step, is our discovery call, because we don't want to waste anyone's time. We know time is our most valuable asset, and we want to make sure that, you know, we're taking the time to do that deep dive in discovery and really understand, you know, the needs of the person that we're speaking with, of the potential client. And I think that goes back to anyone in business, is when you build a connection, don't go right into your pitch. Really try to take the time, understand that person's needs, whether you're doing on the first, you know, prospecting, or if you're following up. Really try to understand, what is this person's pain point? What is their problem? And do you have the value that can help solve that?
Right. Yeah. If they don't have the problem, and that's why they've really got to get in touch with you. Now, we actually didn't even say, what is the name of the company that you work alongside?
Yes. The name of the company is called Rapid Funnel. And then we're
Rapid
a software
Funnel.
Company.
Okay.
And, yep. Rapid Funnel.
Okay. And I knew that, but I wanted everybody to hear that. But you're so spot on. You know, if you've got to ask enough questions and take the time and slow down, because if you don't, people are going to know. And that's why there's such turnover in this business. And I guess what I'm seeing right now, just talking with you, is that this is a great way not only to help a network marketer or a direct seller bring, you know, grow their sales, grow their team members, but I know that it's going to help them to reduce their turnover as well, because if they've got those tools and they're staying in touch with people, it's going to make a huge difference. It's going to make
most
a huge
definitely.
Difference.
So, and most definitely will make a huge difference, and it will create a whole impact and have that domino effect where it will help other people in their organization just really get that momentum and traction to sure. keep progressing.
Sure. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you can help people to earn money, they're going to stick with you longer. I guess that
exactly.
to me is the most important part. So,
it
so,
is.
So they're going to, everybody will have the Calendly link so you can reach out to Grant. You can set up that call. But Grant, I have an off the wall question for you. When you're not working with Rapid Funnel, what is it that you like to do for fun?
And that's an awesome question, Janet. What I like to do for fun, I love working out at the gym here in Chicago in the city. And I love spending time with my girlfriend and friends and going back to see family where I'm originally from in Denver, Colorado. And I actually love, you know, the sports space as well, and especially NFTs and crypto. So I also have a company in that space and doing things that are exciting, working with young, you know, college and high school athletes. And especially, you know, watching sports, playing them. You know, I grew up playing, you know, basketball and tennis, and I love, you know, snowboarding. So there's an abundance of things I love doing that are hobbies, and, you know, just enjoying and being grateful for, you know, the life that we're living and going out there and trying to be better every day. And my big why is to help the next generation to go and chase their dreams and really make a huge impact. So
that is awesome. And, being a busy guy like you are, you need this technology to help you with everything. So.
Right. You know, technology, when you use it to your advantage, it helps. It always helps.
Yeah. You've provided a ton of insight to network marketers. So, you know, normally our audience is hearing all the time about, you know, this is automated and this is automated and just send this out and it'll be automatic. And I cringe. So I thank you for really bringing the right tools, the respect back to the industry, because it's so, so important. It's the best industry that there is. So, but I thank you, Grant, for being a guest with us. Everybody, make sure you reach out to Grant. You see his Calendly link in the show notes and schedule a free call. You never know. It might be exactly what you need, especially if you're the person that's thinking, I want to grow my business, but I don't have the time. This guy can help you out with that. So Grant,
and I appreciate
you so
that,
much.
Thank you so much for having me on the show
you
and
bet.
For your knowledge and expertise.
You bet. Thank you to our audience for listening in. And we will see you on the next episode of the Network Marketers Den. Thanks for listening. This podcast was designed to help you, the network marketer. If you have a specific topic or struggle that you would like me to cover, please send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. Tag me, Janet Metzger, on social media or leave a rating and review. For more tips and tricks, join my Facebook community at the Network Marketers Den. Thanks again for listening.